If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this 8th day of April, 2011. Happy birthday to Betty Ford, wife of our former President Gerald R. Ford, 93 today. Tom DeLay turns 64. Richard Hatch is 50. Taryn Noah Smith of Home Improvement turns 27. And Julian Lennon is 48 today. It's quite a day in America. I mean, the wheels have come off. You know, we have no budget from last year. They're still meeting overnight. Nobody can come to any sort of agreement. And this is for last year. This isn't even moving forward to this year. A really weird thing happened the other night. I swear this is true. You know, Ken Burns, who was a very famous director, producer, and he has done this entire series on the Civil War. Up north, people would call it a war between the states. As the joke used to go, Civil War, there wasn't nothing civil about it. And it's true. I don't surf television channels like I used to, thanks to DirecTV, because I've got the box, you know, that records what I want to see. And so basically you have programs waiting for you to watch as you want. It's a great way to watch television. But the other night, I kind of wanted to know what was going on. So I'm going from news channel to news channel, and I look and I see, well, hey, we're still in Iraq. We got a war going in Afghanistan. We're bombing Libya. And Sherman's just marched through Atlanta again. I just had this out-of-body experience. I go, what? Oh, that's a Ken Burns documentary. I really don't see these guys getting it done. I mean, I don't think there's a solution to this. I don't think they're going to be able to come to a budget agreement. The problem is people are more worried about being reelected than they are about getting the business of the people done. And I don't know why we keep electing and reelecting the same goofballs up there to do what they've always done. I mean, these world politicians that get paid $174,000 a year for going up there and screwing up the country, this has got to stop. I really don't like getting political and try not to, but I kind of like to for everybody to never know where I stand politically, but whatever party you represent, we're in deep trouble. A story that will be continued. So last night, a friend of mine calls, and he says, are you watching the Masters? And I said, no. And he said, oh, okay, we're going to have a contest. If you can tell me accurately what the low score is today for play of the Masters, I'll treat you to a Chinese dinner. Really? And of course, immediately on the computer looking up things, and before I could get the information, he says, and you can't use the computer. First of all, on radio, I was the guy that would do contests and give things to other people. Even now, and I'm eligible to play contests locally, but I don't because I kind of have a recognizable name, and it would sound really weird. But, hey, Bill Elder just won two tickets to such and such. And people would go, what? So I don't play any radio contest or get involved in any of that sort of. So I had the opportunity to win. I guessed 6 under par, and the answer was 7 under par. I only missed it by one. I don't want to say I was impressed, but it was a really lucky guess. And he said, well, okay, you didn't win the dinner, but I'll give you an egg roll. Ooh, a consolation prize. We never thought of that on radio. Yes, the Masters is on in Augusta, as the world likes to say, or as we call it in the South, Augusta. I went to the Masters once. My dad played the Masters golf course twice, believe it or not. But when I was working at a radio station, I was at the Big X, and the general manager said, hey, I got a ticket for tomorrow, and I can't go. You want to go? Yes, I want to go. I had a press pass, so I got to drive in the press area and just walk onto the course. First person I see, Farrah Fawcett. I couldn't believe you didn't even have to have golf going on there. There she was watching the Masters. This would have been like, you know, in the mid-70s, and so this would have been Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, all the big guys, you know, the icons of golf, as I like to call them, were playing. And it was amazing, just an amazing day. There are people that live in that city that make a lot of money renting their houses. I mean, if you have a nice, I couldn't rent this house, but if you have a really nice house in Augusta, people will pay big money to rent your house. And they go to a relative. They go on vacation. Somebody told me they made enough money during the week of Augusta to last them 3 months. Sometimes I wonder about this world. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.